It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited
by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It's a football Friday where the Phillies can't hurt us anymore. It's football Friday where the Phillies can't hurt us anymore. It's football Friday where the Phillies can't hurt us anymore. And that's my position on today. It's football Friday, but the Brewers lost. Welcome to the show, everybody. My name is Mark Farzad. This is the Farzee Show, presented by my friend Steven Singer of Steven Singer Jewelers. What a show we have for you today, folks. Not only do you have my amazing musical capabilities to lead us off, we have the always exciting, always interesting Jim Cramer of Mad Money fame. For those that don't know, he's from the Philadelphia area. He's now in the booze business, selling a fine tequila that's out and about right now. I'll just give you a little pick of that for the people watching.
For the people on the podcast, I am showing a picture of his tequila
That he and his wife are putting out there on the market, and he'll be in our area making these fine appearances to a wine and spirits shop near you. And Jim will be making his own breakdown of the Philadelphia Eagles and the Jacksonville Jaguars. Here's what I picked up from our conversation yesterday. Well, one, let me just start off by saying this. Two things you're always worried about as an interviewer. One, the worst thing ever, the death sentence is a boring guest. One that like won't play. One that's just like, so you know, basically you set it up. What do you think about the Eagles? And they're like, well, I just kind of think that they need to do what they need to do to win. Like, that's no thank you. That's the worst thing ever. The next biggest fear when you're an interviewer is you lose control of the interview. But there's a Hail Mary that goes up when you lose control of an interview, and that is at least, all right, hopefully the guest is entertaining, and Jim Cramer is very entertaining. I think I lost all control of the interview. We did the Farzee Five kind of at the end. I don't know. I blacked out, and an interview happened. That's all I know. But in terms of one of the worst things about the digital world and having virtual guests as opposed to sitting next to them is it's kind of hard to pick up on cues. Like when they're done talking and you can start talking. And Jim Cramer's a lot like me, where if something comes into his head, oh man, he's just got to say it out loud. So that's kind of the interview that we have. It's 18 minutes of I don't know what just happened. Okay. Now, I enjoyed the hell out of it. I thought he was a great guest. I would absolutely interview him again. But I'm just telling you, these are two high energy people, both, by the way, like to roll their sleeves. Just saying. And he talks about the Eagles. He talks about his addressing the team when Doug Peterson was the head coach. He talks about how he credits himself with the Eagles' Super Bowl appearance in 2004. Well, after the 2004 season, the 2005 Super Bowl. I really enjoyed this conversation with Jim Cramer. And he's going to be talking about also a conversation he had when he met Jordan Mailata as well. So Jim Cramer will be joining us momentarily here on the Farzee Show. The Phillies did lose yesterday. That happened. I'll get to that later in the program because I don't want to lead it off with that. But I'm not happy about it. And I'm just happy it is a football Friday where I do believe the Eagles will pull out a victory against Doug Peterson's Jacksonville Jaguars. So let's jump into it with the pregame Farzee 5 five things I'm going to be looking at in this game. Five things I'm going to be keeping a close eye on in this game, in no particular order. The number one thing, as far as I'm concerned, is Jalen Hurts keeps it going. Like the offensive player of the month. Did I say week? No, I said a month. The offensive player of the month, Jalen Hurts. MVP conversation. Oh, he's not in the MVP conversation. Oh, when you're a quarterback and you're playing better than anybody else, you're pretty much in the MVP conversation. Early goings through 1 month of the season, three games. Let's make it four, even though that'll be in October, because today's the last day of September. What? But Jalen Hurts, just keep it going. Keep, as you like to say, getting freaky. Keep getting freaky. Be freaky. Be freaky in this game. Yes, please and thank you. Jalen Hurts, keep it going. Number one thing I'm going to be looking at. Right after that, it's the two hottest things on the market. We'll put it to you like that. The Eagles' defensive line. This offensive line with the Jacksonville Jaguars is okay. They're pretty good, actually. Find a way to get to Trevor Lawrence. I'm not going to say it was like last year where you could force him to make any mistakes as easy as you could last year. This is a totally different quarterback than what you saw throughout his rookie campaign. Totally different quarterback. He's got a 103 passer rating on the season. Doug Peterson has settled him down. He has settled down this offense. Him and Press Taylor have settled down this offense, and they have trusted these players to play like men. Not play like college guys like Urban Meyer was thinking last year. They have treated these guys like men, and they have responded appropriately. They're 2-1 of the season, Jacksonville Jaguars, and Trevor Lawrence has not been brought down all that much, and he's only thrown one interception so far this season. I'm not going to say he's certainly a mobile quarterback in terms that he could buy time, but I wouldn't say he's a running quarterback, certainly not. So this defensive line of the Eagles, stay hot. Try to get after him. Try to win your one-on-one battles, and if that doesn't work, hey, Jonathan Gannon, let's start dialing up those blitzes, see if we can get in his face a little bit and start forcing some mistakes. So the defensive unit I like to see stay hot. The other side of that ball, the other side of that defense, excuse me, I should say, is the secondary. This is a tall order. Avante Maddox, James Bradbury, Slay. You know, Slayberry was, you know, felt good coming out of the mouth. But Avante Maddox has played so well also that I got to find some other conjunction there to make things work there. But all three of those defensive backs have been playing great, and they're going to have their work cut out for them this week. Christian Kirk is leading the team in receiving, leading the Jacksonville Jaguars. Then you have a guy named Marvin Jones Jr., who's been around the block once or twice, 32 years old, a veteran, no doubt. And then Marvin Jones. Zach Taylor. He has been able to put together for himself a nice little season to this point. And when I look at the way he's been playing, all three of those receivers have been playing, they do a phenomenal job of being able to get their defensive backs out of position. Whether that's running crisp routes, whether that's just having good hands, whether that's out physicaling the defensive back. All three of the Eagles' main three defensive backs are going to have to be on point in this game to make sure that they can get their offensive player off balance and get the edge on those guys that I just mentioned. And when you think about this Jacksonville Jaguars team, you don't think of a potent offense by any means. But as I said, you already have a quarterback that's been playing very well, a huge step up from what he was doing last year. You have a running back in James Robinson who has just been all over the place so far this season. You got Etienne, who's another running back, their rookie running back, that's making things happen for him as well coming out of the backfield. It's a complete offense. It's a matter of taking what you do well, throwing it in their face, as I always say, and trying to come out the other side as the better team. The Eagles are the better team going into this game. But above all else, one thing I do want to be careful of, and this is number four on the list, is the turnovers. I mentioned yesterday the Jacksonville Jaguars are the number one team in the NFL in takeaways. Number one team in the NFL in takeaways. They have 7 takeaways so far this season through 3 games. They picked off Matt Ryan 3 times in that one game. They had a sack fumble against Justin Herbert last week in their 38-10 victory over the LA Chargers. They can get after it. They can force you into making mistakes. That's what their defense has done. Do not give them those opportunities. Secure the football. Secure the football, and you'll win this game. The number one thing, in all honesty, that I'm really going to be looking for in this game, and it's going to be a fleeting moment, but I think it's going to sting. I just have this gut feeling that Doug Peterson's going to walk in to South Philadelphia, walk into Lincoln Financial Field, like that's his house. And by all means, he should. He won a Super Bowl here. No other coach has done that. So not other coaches have tried really hard to do it. Doug Peterson did it. Came in and did it. And how did he do it? Being creative and being a hell of a leader. I'm already seeing what Trevor Lawrence has become this season in the early goings through three games, and that's because of Doug Peterson. My biggest takeaway from Doug Peterson being here in Philadelphia was how he managed the locker room. Being a former player can buy a lot. And in all honesty, that's one of the things that really impressed me about Nick Sirianni. Not a former player, and this locker room adores him. Doug Peterson had that because he played in the league and he knew how to manage players because of experience as one. And then he didn't just try to be some overbearing head coach while he was here. He listened to his players. And the biggest example of that, I think, was in his first year here in Philadelphia as the head coach. The Eagles went out and played in Cincinnati. If you remember, Carson Wentz threw something like 60 times in this game. And afterwards, in his press conference, he questions his players' heart, which is like one of the number one things that you have to have off limits. You don't talk about it. After that, he has a meeting with his leaders, his team leaders, his players, right? And they're like, dude, what the hell, man? You can't just go out and say that. So then they have a team meeting. And that team didn't quit on that head coach, by the way. That team then rallied to play for their head coach. And a year later, they won a Super Bowl for that head coach. Doug Peterson was on the piping hot seat after 1 year and felt, oh, Doug, if he doesn't start out 2017, well, oh, it's going to be over. No, they went in and they won a Super Bowl. Like, it worked out rather well. But that's one thing I take away. My biggest takeaway is how he managed the locker room. You know what I'm going to take away after that? Doug, I have no doubt, is going to have some gadget play, some trick play, something that is going to catch the Eagles with their pants down. And it's going to make us all feel like a bunch of idiots. I wouldn't put it past Doug Peterson to run the Philly special against the Eagles in Philadelphia. Just, you know why? Because we'd all shake our heads and go, damn it, Doug. Like, I literally was going to bed last night and I was having this thought. Like, Doug is going to do something in this game. If it's not Philly, if it's not Philly special, it's going to be some running back toss to Trevor Lawrence in the end zone. It's going to be something crazy that's going to make us go, ah, should have known. Jonathan Gannon, I know you're watching. Watch for the gadget play. I wouldn't put it past Doug at all. The guy did it in the Super Bowl. Was it his idea? No, it was Nick Foles' idea. Fine. But he did it in the Super Bowl. He did it on opening night, if you remember, the following season when they played the Atlanta Falcons on Thursday night to open the new season. He ran the Philly. He didn't run Philly special. He ran Philly, if you remember. Nick Foles made that catch. I don't put it past Doug to do it again, and I can almost guarantee you he's going to do it again. Some kind of gadget play that's going to make us go, ah! It's the number one thing I'm going to be. Like, I'll be looking at all those other matchups I told you about when it comes to the offensive line versus their our defensive line versus their offensive line, these defensive backs against their wide receivers and what they can bring to the table, what they do bring to the table and how diverse they are. Oh, I didn't even mention Evan Ingram, their tight end, longtime Giant, knows the Eagles very well. He's playing down there in Jacksonville now. I'm obviously going to be looking for Jalen Hurts to keep it going. Josh Allen, the linebacker Josh Allen, not the quarterback Josh Allen. Has a couple of sacks on the season already. Another guy I'll be watching out for. But the number one thing I'm going to be looking for throughout this game, it's like at some point, there's going to be some third and long. The Eagles are just about to get off the field. It's going to be third and eight, and Trevor Lawrence is going to catch a football. I just know it's going to happen. As far as a reception for Doug Peterson, I've seen some people come out there and say that, oh, you know, what's the response going to be like? There is no question. There is zero question, as far as I'm concerned, how Doug Peterson is going to be received at Lincoln Financial Field by Eagles fans. Ruckus standing ovation at the opportunity to applaud Doug Peterson when he walks onto the field? Loud, almost to the point of obnoxious cheer, ovation when Doug Peterson walks onto the field at Lincoln Financial Field. There's no Seattle booing Russell Wilson when he ran onto the field to start the season as a member of the Broncos. There's nothing close to that. When Doug Peterson walks onto that field, you're going to hear 70,000 people show their appreciation for the first coach to bring them the Lombardi Trophy, for the first coach to hoist that trophy in their name, for the first coach to give this city an incredible parade. They're going to show their appreciation to Doug Peterson. I have zero doubt in my mind. I will say it is almost impossible. I will say it is impossible that there will be any other reaction by the Philadelphia Eagles fans to Doug Peterson. I hate the idea that it's even a question because it makes it seem like people are rooting for some national story. Oh, in Philadelphia, they boot Doug Peterson. The guy won him a Super Bowl. Oh, those fans are cretins. All right. All right. It's not going to happen. And I hate even entertaining the idea, but I know it's out there by some people. And it's not going to happen. This is going to be Doug Peterson's triumph when he takes the field. After that, the Eagles win the game. 24-20. I see it being a close game. I do not see it being a blowout. I see the Eagles scoring in the second half because they have to. I think this is a game that we're going to look at and we're going to be shaking our boots for a minute there. Like, oh boy, you know, the Dolphins went down last night. Tua, by the way, got discharged from the hospital. So that's great. For those that watched the game, the Bengals beat the Dolphins last night.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
In Thursday Night Football, Joe Burrow had 2 touchdowns. One of them, the T. Higgins. Beautiful pass. 56 yards, I think it was. But the Bengals won. So the Dolphins are no longer undefeated. The Philadelphia Eagles are the last standing undefeated team in the NFL. I still think the Eagles win. But I think there's going to be a moment in this game, if not two, where we're thinking to ourselves, well, it was fun to be undefeated, so that's it. And then Jalen Hurts will make a play, and then the Eagles win the game. But 24-20, I think this will be the first game that the Eagles really start shaking in their boots and have to score in the second half in order to win the game. So 24-20 is my final score for this game. That is my prediction. That's what I am looking at for this Eagles game. But there's going to be that one moment where we're looking at Doug and go, Doug, just completed a pass. James Robinson complete to Trevor Lawrence. Evan Ingram's going to complete a pass to Trevor Lawrence, something. And we're all just going to go, damn it, Doug. You're using your powers against us now. I see how it is. I don't think he does it on the first play of the game. If he does it on the first play of the game, he might as well just tell his entire team, all 11 men on the field, to just turn around and simultaneously give the entire South Philly faithful the finger. Like, if Doug Peterson runs a gadget play on the first play of the game, he just might as well tell his team to do it, because that's how it's going to feel. But later in the game, when we're not really, oh, no, it's fine. We're not expecting it. That'll be a different story. A couple other things with this Jacksonville Jaguars team. As I mentioned, they're 2-1 on the season. Their only loss came week one against Carson Wentz and the Washington Commanders. And in that game, the Jaguars only sacked Carson Wentz once. What a bunch of bums. They only sacked Carson Wentz once. How about 9 times by this Philadelphia Eagles defensive line last week? I mentioned that they picked off Matt Ryan 3 times. So there you go. They are also top 10, actually top 7. They're 7th in the NFL in fewest yards allowed, so that's something to keep an eye out for. And they've allowed the 4th fewest points. They allow 12.7 points per game. Anytime you have a shutout under your belt already, which they do, a 24-0 victory over Frank Reich's Colts, you're going to have low points per game. The Eagles are still in the top 10. They're at 17, I think, points per game right now. And yeah, they're coming off a 38-10 win over the LA Chargers. Josh Allen in that game last week, by the way, on Justin Herbert, had 4 quarterback hits and 8 pressures. So definitely somebody that you want to watch out for in that game. There was one more player that I wanted to reference, and I think I did, but I think I messed up his name. I just want to make sure I have his correct name that I was just telling you guys about. Zay Jones is the name I was looking for. Wide receiver. He's questionable for this game. Zay Jones had himself a nice little game last week. 10 receptions for 85 yards and a touchdown last week against the Chargers. Let me tell you about my man, Steven Singer of Steven Singer Jewelers. One place, one price, the perfect price each and every day. Online at IHateStevenSinger.com. That's IHateStevenSinger.com. Always fast and free shipping at IHateStevenSinger.com. Ladies and gentlemen, when it comes to your big jewelry purchases, this is why you should trust Steven Singer. The perfect price. And what was the perfect price? Other jewelers like to mark things way up just to mark them down a couple of bucks in front of you, make you feel like you won something, but not at Steven Singer. You know what they do at Steven Singer Jewelers? You know what they do? I'll tell you what they do. At Steven Singer Jewelers, they don't mark things way up just to mark it down. They give you the perfect price. So when you walk in, you don't got to worry about whether or not the person next to you is paying less than you, whether they got the better deal. No. They're getting the same deal, because that's how you treat people like family. That's how you treat customers right, to make sure that everyone gets the perfect price. There's no promo codes, nothing like that. There's no coupons. There's no, are you running there? Oh, did I get, make the sale? No, the sale was yesterday. No, it doesn't happen. Steven Singer, one place, one price, the perfect price each and every day. Online at IHateStevenSinger.com. Before I do get to our guest today, Jim Cramer, I did want to mention the Phillies, because here's where we're at with the Phillies. You know those Twitter accounts that are like, did the Sixers win? No. You know, during the process years and all that stuff. I kind of just feel like it's about the Brewers at this point. Did the Brewers win? No. The Brewers did not win last night. The Phillies lost a 2:20 start time. They got swept out of Chicago by the Cubs, who are nowhere near the playoff picture. So that's fun. They suck, as a matter of fact. And the Phillies sucked more than they did this weekend. The Phillies were 2-for-22 with runners in scoring position in this series. 2-for-22 with runners in scoring position, with your playoff hopes on the line. Nobody could step up to the plate and essentially sink a putt. That's what it came down to. You got runners on. You have guys getting singles, drawing walks, getting on base, getting in scoring position. And that's where you, in golf, you say you're gripping the stick a little too tight. That's what you did yesterday. That's what you did the day before. That's what you did in game one of this series. Especially in the game yesterday. They're two days ago, they were 2-for-16 with runners in scoring position. How is that even possible? And then you get mistakes in the field. Brandon Marsh makes it to the spot in center field in the fifth inning, I want to say, of yesterday's game. Turns around, ball drops at his feet. I'm sorry, what? Great defensive center fielder? And he is. He does a fine job. That was not an example. That was not his best foot forward. And then the weird play with Nick Maton trying to drop down a bunt. The ball almost goes through his chest. So he pulls back to get out of the way of the pitch. Gene Segura, I guess, thought he was hit and is just wandering off the base, first base. So they throw it first and tag Gene Segura out. Cool. This is fun. We're all having fun. I will mention this. Brandon Marsh actually put some good wood on the ball in two different occasions in yesterday's game. One was in the ninth inning, and Hap just made a great play in left field. The other, the ball just died out there in right field when he went to when he actually pulled the ball. Sixth inning of yesterday's game was a good opportunity for the Phils. Runners on first and second, nobody out. JT chased one out of the zone. Bohm popped out to first or shallow right field. And Brandon Marsh, that's where he put some good wood on the bat or on the ball and flied out to right field. Phillies are back at it today against the Washington Nationals for two games. They got a 1:05 time start time and a 7:05 start time. Falter, then Syndergaard gets the starts for the Phillies today. Let's do a thing where we don't got to worry about what the Brewers did. Let's win. So this way you mean a half game up on the Brewers. You guarantee yourself that with a victory. Then hopefully the Brewers lose and you again reestablish it at least a game and a half. But here's one of the things that really bothers me. The Phillies, are 10 and 13 this month. In the month of September, they're 10 and 13. With everything on the line this month, they're still on pace right now to be an under 500 team in the month of September. That is amazing to me. Absolutely amazing. I know a lot of people looking at the Phils right now like they don't know, they're not winners, they can't close it out, and you might be very much right. I still want them to make the playoffs. I want them to get that postseason monkey off their backs. If they get swept out, they get swept out. But just give me some playoff baseball in October. This Cubs series, other than the Phillies being terrible, and hey, that might be what they do. They might be terrible in the first round of the playoffs. But it's definitely given me, and as the weather is starting to get a little crispy, it has definitely started to set in my mind how much I miss playoff baseball. Give me the players in turtlenecks. Give me the players in the Elmer Fudd hats. Fudd, whatever it was. Like, give me those moments. You see their breath on the field, you know? Give me those moments. Give me playoff baseball again in Philadelphia, please, and thank you. Without further ado, again, folks, I don't know what happened in this interview, but Jim Cramer is a lot of fun. He's a lot of fun to talk to. Here's my conversation with Philadelphia Eagles fan, money man, and Philadelphia area native Jim Cramer as he joins us on the Rothman Orthopedics guest line. Now the Rothman Orthopedics guest line. You've seen him all over the TV for years. You know him. You love him. You've probably read his book. And guess what? Jim Cramer now is going to be coming to a wine and spirit shop near you. Now, why is Jim Cramer and his wife, by the way, going to be coming to these wine and spirit shops? I'll tell you, it's because of this. Jim, my man, you're in the booze business, my friend. Tell me about this.
It's the greatest business in the world. It took my wife 5 years to find this thing called Tobola. These are plants. These are agave plants that are 15 feet high. Takes them years to grow. And it's the finest mezcal there is, 7,000 feet near Puebla. And we are have a place in San Miguel de Allende and have been in love with mezcal for 20 years. And finally able to put it together and make it so that we could have our own brand. We had to sell our two restaurants. We had to sell Longshoreman and had to sell Bar San Miguel because you're not allowed to own a restaurant and have liquor. That's from 1934. It's a statute. But this is the most fun thing in the world. I'm doing these signings. My stuff is great. Well, it's her stuff. But I am the ambassador of taste.
Okay.
And that's a great job. To be now, the ambassador of taste is a truly great job.
Now, people, obviously, I think most people watching this know you're from the area, but when you were going to Springfield High School in Monco, did you ever think that you'd be in the mezcal business?
No, I was a teetotaler. I remember there was a guy, Bruce, who got drunk at the Admiral Wilson Boulevard the night before the mile relay, and we got disqualified because we only had three people. Bruce. He ran a 46 quarter mile, but no, he had to go to the Admiral Wilson Boulevard and get smashed. He had to go to Jersey. State store situation.
As one does. The Admiral Wilson Boulevard is a mainstay. Now, you obviously from the area, you have been an Eagles fan your whole life. You even took part in Eagles post-game shows, I remember. It's fantastic. How are you feeling about the birds this year, my friend?
Okay, I'm obviously a superstitious guy, as we all are, right? And I wore my green shirt, a Gap shirt, every game we went to Super Bowl in 2005, and I saw Tammy Reid. And I said, you know, we got in the Super Bowl. And she said, how? I said, I wore this green shirt from Gap every week. She says, I think Coach has something to do with it, too. So I am very much, but let's put it this way. It's a trap game because, you know, Coach Doug has got some pretty good players. He's got a good receiving core. The numbers year over year versus the old coach are amazing. And I'm nervous about the game. There was in the road up to the Super Bowl, there's a picture, there's a moment where the NFL films people said the fans are different in Philadelphia. They get a little excited. And then there's a picture of me running on the field right before the game, lifting up Doug and saying, you're down. I don't like it. You got to get fired up. This is a very big game. It was a 49er game. We ended up winning. I credit myself for the reason why we won.
Oh, you were the motivation. Per reports.
Same time when I threw out the first pitch in 2016, and I practiced, you know, you have to go out 40 feet, then 50 feet, then 60 feet. If you're going to throw a strike, that's when Brady was doing it badly and 50 Cent went in the stands. And I got a strike, and that was why we won that game. And both Schmitty and also Chase Utley would tell you that that's the case. And I got Chase Utley to cover a short apple. He was short apple 25. And, well, until today, I was looking pretty smart. DeMar, I know he had like a little bit like a – you could run this like – 5 weeks from now will be the same. The market is nothing but go down.
Fair enough. As a kid growing up in the area, do you have a fond memory that you look back on in your sports fandom when it comes to the Philadelphia sports?
The 24-7 year, I was selling ice cream. And, of course, Carlton had more wins than the rest of the team. And you had to stop selling ice cream in the fourth inning because he pitched so fast it would all melt. And what I did was I paid everybody off to stay away from the 700 level. Every single guy. I said, listen, I'll give you $5 to stay away from the 700 level. And I crushed it every single game. I was making $35 in 1972. That's like $2,800,000 now.
Wow. Wait. You were selling the ice cream?
I sold ice cream at the vet.
Okay.
And what I did was I made sure that no one else went up to 700 level. So I owned the 700 level. All you had to do was pay them a couple of bucks. They wouldn't go up there.
Yeah, they'll take the guarantee. They'll take the guarantee.
People in line. See, this is why if you watch the show, I say, hey, Skipper, hey, Captain, how you doing, Chief? Those were all the things that they called me because they didn't know. They were not familiar with my name. So that's what they do. They say, hey, Skip, you know, yo, Chief. They chiefed you. A lot of people got you. The guys who I knew the guys didn't like me, but they sunshined me. Hey, Sunshine. You never want to be Sunshine.
Ever. Now,
another one you don't want to be. Sparky. Hey, Sparky. Sparky.
Mm-hmm. Now, this is crazy. So I obviously know you from television. We've never met in person, unfortunately. But I just want to let people know, if they're coming out to these amazing appearances to see you, they are seeing the Jim Cramer. They are seeing, like, you come as advertised. You are right out of the cannon, my friend.
Could be. Now, I am complimentary of everybody because my wife says I have to compliment even the stuff that I think is like just, you know, lighter fluid. She says, I don't want to hear a bad word about anybody. We're not doing like the Eagles thing where you badmouth the other. I want it to be not Philadelphia. You like the other guys got is very good. So if you ask me, what do you think about the Dustin Brace? Very good. And what do you think about Costas? Very good. None of that trash talk. Just leave that at the stadium.
Mm-hmm.
If anyone boos Doug Peterson, I am going to find a battery and throw it at him, just like I found the batteries last time.
Duly noted. So let me ask you, if you they go sting. Between... Well, I'm sorry?
The battery stings when you get hit by it.
So I've heard.
More than a beer can. And you can smuggle them in. You can't smuggle in beer cans.
Mm-hmm.
You can smuggle in batteries any day of the week.
This is solid advice.
I'd like to offer this kind of advice to people on the show. But it just doesn't come in handy. So instead, I tell them to continue to lose money on the semiconductors.
There you go. There. So a lot of people that watch the show are younger people. Maybe they're looking to get involved in the stock market. Do you have any advice you could offer someone that's just looking to get their feet wet for the first time in the market?
All right. So you take about 50 stocks. You get with some friends. And you do fantasy. Fantasy stock, just like fantasy football. You get some guys, you put some guys out this weekend, last weekend, you learn them through fantasy. And then after another quarter, you switch up and you follow with fantasy. And that way you learn to win and lose. And then the next thing you know, you can put money on.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
But unless you do fantasy, you can't learn enough to be able to handle the losses. So for instance, let's say you're drafted Apple. Okay. So Apple down 8 today, which is bad. But, you know, you might want to buy more Apple because you've studied Apple because he's on your fantasy team. But if you were picking Charter Communications and it's down 9 and it's not on your fantasy team, what would you know? Draft and learn your players and draft.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I do it. That's how I taught it at my hedge fund. We all did fantasy. And the guy who ended up winning ended up running a couple billion dollars, actually runs about $4 billion. And he learned everything through the fantasy stock portfolio that I made everybody use. That it works. Oh, wow. It really does.
That's brilliant. It's funny you say that because we have a new sponsor on the show that actually treats players like stock markets, like their own stock. So right now, Jalen Hurts is Mojo, actually.
Oh, good. I didn't want the orthopedic guy to do that. No. That's not how I would set it up. I'm not a doctor.
Right.
I'm wise to the ways of the medical community.
while I'm operating. What do you think about Jalen Hurts' stock? No.
Buy. I mean, what am I going to do? I mean, he got pulled on national TV for a guy who, by the way, one of my compadres, Heather Gaines, had Tua on her bench. She had Tua on her bench for the game that he got 197 points.
Oh, my goodness.
I think you have to. Wouldn't you kill yourself? I mean, we don't want to encourage. Yeah. Never want to encourage that.
Never.
My daughter was a suicide counselor. But if you had Tua on the bench, I think you have to take evasive action.
I think you'd have to. So right now the Eagles are in a situation where they have to determine whether or not Jalen Hurts is going to be worth a long-term investment, whether or not he's going to be the franchise quarterback. Have you seen enough of Jalen Hurts to buy stock in Jalen Hurts?
Yes, I do. And I think Howie has too. I was listening to a December 7th, 2020 appearance on Cataldi by Doug Peterson. And he pulled Wentz and put in Hurts and said he thought that Hurts could be a franchise quarterback. Once again, in praise of Doug, I think Doug's a very special guy. It's going to be hard this weekend, but I think Hurts is franchise because I think AJ taught him to go left. AJ, you know, remember, run right. And then, like, the Buccaneers figured out, I think he's going to run right. but I think that AJ is a difference maker. I think AJ is a really great player, and he brought out a lot. He realized that you can now go to Dallas, which is terrific. We're not even using the running game yet. We don't even need to. I think it's an exceptional team. And Devontae is not double teamed. You can't double team Devontae. And it turns out that he can catch the ball anywhere it's thrown, as opposed to Garoppolo, who likes to throw the ball anywhere he wants to, including outside the end zone, which I had to look that one up. I Googled that. I under idiot. Google idiot and Garoppolo's picture comes up. I have on my fantasy team. I don't even know what to do with him.
Oh, man. I cut him, maybe? I would cut him. I would probably cut him.
Then someone will pick him up.
Right. And then they'll buy low and all that fun stuff.
Exactly.
You mentioned
one for my fantasy team. I have four quarterbacks in my fantasy team right now because I have Dak on my fantasy team. I said I should never draft Cowboys. And I'm playing Goff because that's how worried I am.
Oh, my God.
And I'm 3-0. And everybody in this room, there's this room full of people who might beaten. Or maybe check that. There's some guys that I haven't beaten yet. But okay. I am the lowest scoring guy, and yet I'm in first place.
It's not one of those leagues where you're starting two quarterbacks, right? You're just one quarterback.
No, those are fraudulent.
I agree.
Those are fraudulent, those leagues. Those are like the semiconductors. you can't touch them.
Now, you mentioned the Eagles run game. Would you buy stock in Miles Sanders?
Yeah, I always worry about the injuries. I worry about the injuries. I do like him. He's Penn State's own. That matters tremendously to me. Boston Scott is available in every single league, by the way, so I don't know. He's certainly looking better than Gainwell. And I just think that they would play. I wish they'd give him the ball more. I mean, they were running more last year. I love the way they established the run. Got the best offensive line in football. Got the best left tackle who's ever played the game. And we had Jason Peters there before this. So I just think that the run game – establish the run more, really, and, you know, because the run game is so good. Let them stack the box and then see if they can cover either AJ on a crossing pattern or Devonta go out long.
Fair enough. It's so crazy you mention that, because if you're talking about buying low on a guy, Jordan Mailata, who you just referenced as a left tackle, had never played football, and now he's one of the best left tackles in all the football.
Howie follows a lot of different things. He had me meet Mailata, and Mailata was not able to speak any word that was not a curse word, which I thought was very interesting. Because, I mean, he said, how the, and I said, wow, man, you don't even know you that well. And I already feel like it's pretty intimate. But he's very smart, and he's a lot of fun. And he was very critical of himself. This was his first season. And I saw him. I gave a talk to the Eagles. And he said, I suck, man. I really suck, but I won't suck. I'm going to get good. And he sure did. Look, he's all pro. Mm-hmm. Think about who we have. Mm-hmm. We have Lane's all pro. Kelsey's all pro. I mean, this is an unbelievable team we have. Wouldn't you like it just to be left guard, you know, and not even be all pro? It's kind of embarrassing.
You feel like you're left out of a pretty exclusive club.
Left out of the all pro, but that's right, because there's no more Pro Bowl, which right. I really love. I love that game because it was two in touch. Mm-hmm. So I could play in that Pro Bowl.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm with you right there. When you address the team, what did you say? Can you tell us? Give us a little insight when you address the Eagles.
One year, I just said, "Listen, this is all about TNP." I said, "Everybody knows what TNP is." Nobody knew. I said, "This is about take no prisoners." We're going to take no prisoners. So Doug, on all before every game, wrote T and P. And then I gave some talk. I gave some talks about how before the last win in Philadelphia of the World Series, we had Brian Westbrook broke his ankle and still got two touchdowns against the Falcons. And I said it didn't matter that the Eagles had that the Phillies had won Game 5. The fact is that the Eagles had won, and that's what mattered. And by the way, if you want to ask what the greatest day in the world was, my father was still alive. We watch the Eagles, we tailgate, and then we go watch the Phillies. That's a day and a half. It happened to be November 1, which happens to be my wife's birthday, and she regards it as the worst day she's ever had. Worst day in history. She was 50. She turned 50, and I destroyed her. Hey, you Steven Singer?
Yeah, man.
My dad sold boxes and bags. And he knew Steven Singer.
Steven's the best. I love Steven Singer.
Like that, yeah. You know, he did every single one on Samson. Everybody on Samson used my dad's bags.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Boxes and bags, and he sold them. And then he started doggy bags because a lot of the guys went out of business. So I mean, if you went to like Budokan, they have a doggy bag or the Hyatt, whatever. They have doggy bags, and they're all made by my dad.
Well, look at that.
Yeah.
All right.
He had a big month. He died when he was 92, he died in November. I didn't realize that he had crushed it in October. He had crushed it because I got caught up with the IRS because they find you even after your dad dies. They find the next of kin.
Heartless.
They give you the bill. Heartless.
Heartless bastard.
Now they got more 80,000 more agents he wants to give them. Guys, 80,000 more agents. That's okay. We got such big losses in the stock market. No one's going to have to pay taxes.
Jim, before I let you go, first off,
well, where are we going? What do we have to do? I mean, watching the market go down. Is there something more, guys, that I have to do other than watch the market go down? Whatever. You didn't even ask about my worst date.
I was just about to. That's what I was segueing to.
I'm not going to mention your name.
No, that's fine.
We went to Hojo's, and she had that all-you-can-eat Wednesday fish fry, and she just pounded and pounded. And I said, this is not for me. I mean, it's bad enough that Wednesday's all you can eat, but to just sit there, I mean, it was a signal from heaven. You guys are learning. My guys are learning from you. They're right here. They're learning.
This is good. This is good. You're giving a master class right now in front of their very eyes. Well, here's the other questions for you. Before you were in finance.
I'm going to see these people at the Mezcal sign.
Okay. Yes. I'll flash that up again.
Bring a book, but I'm going to sign your Mezcal bottle. It's the best Mezcal in the world. I'm actually not kidding. Took her 5 years to find it. We went to every single city. We went to some cities I can't even mention because, like, they're not as hospitable as you'd think. Cities where I was told maybe I should turn back.
not here. You need to go somewhere else.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not talking about going to, like, you know, 9th and Passyunk.
I understand. Here, I got these questions for you here. Best job before you were in finance?
Selling ice cream.
There you go. That's an easy one. All right. Go to fast food place.
Well, I don't want to call Gino's fast food, but I do like Wendy's. My wife likes. My wife's not watching, is she?
No, I would. Well, everyone watches. So
my
probably.
Wife watches the. My wife likes the Baconator.
Oh, that's solid. Yeah, I like the
double Baconator with cheese.
Yeah, see, I like the son of the Baconator because I'm a health nut.
Oh, well, because the Baconator gives you enough calories you can last for 2 months on it. One Baconator go for 2 months. I'm not kidding.
You gave me the first date deal breaker. Favorite city to travel to?
Okay, I like Milan.
Ooh, very
I'm a
nice.
Close guy.
Okay, all right.
I like Milan. I was going to say Florence, but I like Milan more. They got the great couple of blocks there for clothes.
Yeah.
I dress every night for the show.
Right, exactly.
We need to take people's mind off the market. Look at this, Jamson. Will you look at this market, guys? They're doing their lineups. They're doing the lineups ahead of tonight.
Well, because you gave them great advice. Now they got to go check their lineups now. That's the deal. Well,
you guys, anybody want Wentz? I'll give you. Anybody want to trade for Wentz? Big Dallas game. He's picked them apart before.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now they want Wentz.
I wouldn't sell him. I would just to spite him. I wouldn't sell him.
How about that he wouldn't, that Frank, all Frank wanted was him to take the vaccine. And he wouldn't take the vaccine. I mean, is that to be? Now, there's 1.4 million billion people in China that are not taking the vaccine. They don't play for Frank, though.
No, they don't.
They play for Xi, President Xi.
Right. But Frank's a leader.
That country would be, everybody would be doing business, be the greatest country on earth. Or right. General Cho. That's another one that I like.
Last one for you.
because you're like me, you're a high energy guy. When it comes to beeping your horn in traffic, Jim Cramer, what makes you beep your horn in traffic?
Well, I just want to be very clear. When I was living in my car in 1979, I was beeping and beeping for anybody who was going slow in front of me because they all deserve it.
Jim Cramer, this has been an absolute pleasure, my man.
I hope to see you again.
I hope to see you again.
The semiconductors.
The
just
semiconductors.
Drown yourself in the semiconductors and my mezcal. The things you want to drown yourself in.
Make sure you guys see Jim Cramer Saturday, October 1st. He's got two gigs at noon and 4 p.m., one at the Ardmore Shopping Center, one on West Girard Avenue. Then on Sunday, he'll be back with his lovely missus on Sunday, October 16th, for another two appearances. That one's going to be in West City Avenue, Fine Wine and Spirit Shop, as well as the Granary, 411 North 20th Street in Philadelphia as well. That's also on Sunday, October 16th. Jim Cramer, an absolute pleasure. Thanks so much for joining us here on the Farzi Show.
Thank
awesome.
You.
The great Jim, the great Jim Cramer joining us here. Thank you, bud. So what'd you think of that? he's off the walls, man. It's just as you would assume. I think I was saying it in the interview that he is just as he is. Like before I hit record, he's like that all the time. That there are some people that are just like that, and you meet them in person, they're exactly as you would assume they are. Not assume, they're exactly as you think they are, on and off camera. Bob Costas is exactly as he is on camera in a much different way than Jim Cramer, obviously. Exactly as he is off camera as he is on camera. Always an announcer. Always in this delivery. Like that kind of thing. And Jim Cramer is boing, ding, boing, ding, off the walls, all over the place. I enjoyed him. He was a good time. If I was on a date with a lady and she did the fish fry, and I think the words he used was pounding it, if she was just pounding the fish fry, that would be, I don't know. I remember I went on a date one time with a lady, and she had a big barbecue pulled chicken sandwich, and I remember thinking, good. And her quote was, "I ain't on no diet," and I'm like, good for you, lady. I once sent the wrong signal on a first date. That wasn't a first date. It was the early goings of a relationship by cooking dinner. And I used a substantial amount of garlic. I'll say there's no such thing, as far as I'm concerned, as too much garlic. Oh, this is too much garlic. No. That has never been said. But as I was cooking, I knew it wasn't going to be that potent once I was finished cooking. It was kind of the flavor was going to blend. And the lady saw me when I was cooking, and she goes, "That's a lot of garlic." And I'm like, "Well, you got to make it for this." And I was like making some kind of scampi or something. She's like, "Wow, you don't want to kiss me, do you?" And I was like, "Ha ha ha!" And she was serious. And I was like, "Don't you worry about that, lady." That's what I said as I made my garlic meal. Anywho, fish fry. That's definitely the most unique answer I've gotten in the first date deal breaker. Also, for the younger people watching, if you haven't been on a first date yet, if you're that young watching, I am on YouTube here, so you never know. Always on a first date, pick a meal that is manageable. I suggest something you eat with a fork. If it's a sandwich and you're like me and you can't help but eating three quarters of the sandwich in one bite, that's not exactly a turn on for ladies. So something a little bit more manageable. Don't go with like a spare ribs. Don't go spare ribs. Anything that the servers come around and put a bib on you, unattractive. I'm going to go ahead and say that's unattractive. So don't do that one either. But yeah, pounding a fish fry. How about that one? Let me tell you right now about Manscaped. This could come in handy on a first date. Manscaped, or maybe a third or fourth date, right? Manscaped, the leader of below-the-waist grooming. They just now have the Platinum Package 4.0, which is incredible. It includes their Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer, Weed Whacker ear and nose hair trimmer, and it all comes with skin-safe technology that helps reduce the risk of nicks so you can manscape with confidence and comfort. Plus the Ultra Premium Body Wash, Shampoo Conditioner, 2-in-1 Shampoo Conditioner. You got the deodorant, you got Crop Preserver Anti-Chafing Ball Deodorant, you got Crop Reviver Ball Spray Toner. Yeah, that's right. Anti-Chafing Boxers, who doesn't need them? and the Shed travel bag that you'll be using to hold the goods that you'll be using to take care of your goods from Manscaped. Manscaped, join 4 million men worldwide. Trust them with the whole shebang. Go to manscaped.com. And for 20% off and free shipping, use promo code Farzy. That's promo code Farzy for 20% off and free shipping. How about Freestone Farms CBD? FreestoneFarmsCBD.com. You'll find it all there. Their menu is something that you'll absolutely love. Their insane tropical tasting Bayox that clocks in at a chart-topping 24.1%. And Super CBD, which is half Hindu. Boop.
Kush.
And 21%. Genetics, these guys are off the charts. And how about this? They'll grow all their premium hemp flower in the Garden State, so there's absolutely nothing synthetic from farm to jar. And after harvest, they carefully preserve all their plant compounds with a perfect three-month cure. Just one look or smell is enough to let you know that it's CBD done right. And it's a product that's great for anyone to take a more natural approach to anything that they put in their bodies. And how would you like 20% off? Use promo code Farzy and 20% off. Use promo code Farzy and get 20% off at FreestoneFarmsCBD.com. I've told you about Mojo. I mentioned it there with Jim Cramer, the stock man himself. Would you buy stock in Jalen Hurts right now? Would you buy stock in Nick Sirianni as a head coach over Doug Peterson? Not available on Mojo. It's for skilled players, but I'm just asking that question. Would you? That's what it gets you thinking about. Would you buy stock right now in Jalen Hurts over Josh Allen, the other quarterback? Would you buy stock in Miles Sanders right now? Go to the Mojo app. Download it to your phone right now. Over 300 skilled players across quarterbacks, running backs, wide receivers, and tight ends. Each athlete's stock on Mojo has a share price that rises and falls in real time based on on-field performance, news, and anything else that might affect expectations. Prices move all year long, so there's no off-season. Mojo's published guarantee payout formula is based on objective stats, so you can always know exactly what the stock is worth. Yeah, I think maybe a rookie is underrated. Buy them low, later sell them high. Treating athletes like the stocks that they are, even with the way management looks at them. Mojo is available in New Jersey on iOS, and just downloading the app, you can have a chance to win up to $10,000 in free shares of player stock. Click the link in the description and also go to mojo.com for more information. Must be 21 or older and physically located in New Jersey to trade on Mojo. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. How about PHL Sports Station, Philadelphia Sports Station, enhancing your Philadelphia sports fan experience across all social media and blogs. That's PHLSportsStation.com. There we go. That's better. Let's jump into the chat check today, shall we, ladies and gentlemen? See how you beautiful people are doing on this fine morning. I just looked down and I saw Sean Gillespie. Farzy, old school player. I would never call myself a player. I think if I was in a relationship with someone, it was at least like 3 months. It was never like, I never texted someone, hey, you up? I've never done that. I never had the booty call. Okay. I was a serial monogamist. Monogamist? Yes. Serial monogamist is the best way to describe me. My old friend, Adam Regner, I used to work with at WIP. He termed me a serial monogamist. I was like, you know what? By golly, you got me. Let's see what else we're at here. Kevin. Good morning, Kevin. A little fuzz just flew in my face there. Kevin, what's going on? Good morning. Happy Football Friday. Mally. Smoking me. We've got Mally. Playoff baseball. I'm quoting Mally because he has a lot of crying face emojis. It's crying to crying hard, laughing to just crying emojis. Yes, that is how most people feel. I'm all in, man. Mally, I still want playoff baseball. Even if the Phillies make it in as the third playoff team and they only make it in by a half game over the Brewers. Okay. Actually, technically, I think they own the tie break against the Padres and the Brewers. So if they tie, they finish with the same record, the Phillies still make the playoffs. So yeah, let's put it as complex as we can. They have the same record, but the Phillies win the tiebreak. They're no games up on the Brewers at the end of the season to still make the playoffs. That's as close as it can come. That's how I want the Phillies to make the playoffs. I don't care. I didn't call my wife. I don't care. The Phillies barely made it in the playoffs and they're going to get swept out. I don't care. Are the players in turtlenecks out there in the cold October evenings? For playoff baseball, I'm fine with it. T-Bro, what's up, T-Bro? Let's go, Birds. I concur. Mally, hello again. Sean, hello again. Dolphins, what are they doing with Tua Tagovailoa? Like, if he didn't have injuries last time out, if he somehow magically cleared concussion protocol against the Bills and then comes out last night against the Bengals and has to leave the game, and there's some scary moments after he's thrown to the turf. Oh, my God. Yeah, something needs to be reviewed sooner rather than later. Another Way 18. What's up, Another Way 18? This game giving me 2017 Week 2 vibes against Andy Reid. 2017 Week 2 vibes against Andy Reid. Oh, no, I'm thinking of the Chip Kelly game against Andy Reid, where Chip Kelly tried the two-point conversion swing pass. Whatever. Boop. Mike Walker. What's up, Mike? Money Farzi. They did it to us again. Don't call them the Phils. Call them the frauds. On another note, forget Red October. It's green season. Thanks, Doug. Boo, Doug. Bye, Doug. There you go. That's a proper way to do it. Thank Doug. Ovation. Boo, Doug. While the game goes on, wave bye-bye as he walks away, the losing head coach. Sean, let's be again, Mike Walker. It looks like Brett Favre is getting ready to play Paul Crewe in the new remake of The Longest Yard. Only this time, he'll actually be in the movie with actual fellow inmates. John Madden must be so proud. Wow. Yeah, Brett Favre, that whole, what was he, stealing from the state, basically? Taking money for events that didn't happen? Appearances that didn't happen? That's no bueno. I will say, was it Mike that said it? John Madden's love affair of Brett Favre. Here's what I can tell you about the late, great John Madden. I remember, I think it was my first season on Sunday Night Football. That was John Madden's last season on Sunday Night Football. And I remember people telling me about how John Madden lost his you-know-what because we were supposed to play a highlight package of Brett Favre as a Green Bay Packer. And we didn't get to it because I think that was the same year that Favre went to the Jets, maybe. And we were supposed to play a highlight package because we were in Lambeau. And we were supposed to play a highlight package. And John Madden was like, hey, what do you mean we're not going to play it? It's my John Madden is from Northeast Philly. What do you mean we're not going to play it? And they're like, we're not going to play it. And then he threw a temper tantrum. No, he didn't throw a temper tantrum, but he was rather upset that we didn't get to play a highlight reel of his boy. Let's see here. Boop. Paul Crewe had more integrity than Brett Favre. Random Anton, I never tried Scrapple. Random Anton, you're living up to your name. Never tried Scrapple? Scrapple's amazing. Just my cousin-in-law, I had never had what I like to call the Philly special, which is an everything bagel, Scrapple, egg, cheese on the everything bagel, little sriracha, little ketchup. Oh, that is a beautiful thing. I'm going to make that the next time we're all together. This Sunday, a possible Super Bowl preview? Oh, Mike. Hit me with the hot takes. Eagles prevail 27-17. We're in the same ballpark there, Mike. I got them 24-20. Random Anton, I eat hot bologna, so I don't doubt there's any ingredient I haven't eaten. That's random. And okay. Does it taste like sausage, bacon, liver, or none of the above? Random Anton, I've had liver once. Scrapple is its own entity. It's like, the best way I can describe it is like a breakfast meat cake. If you saw me have it with Avante Maddox, it's kind of how I described it. And I've maybe had bologna once. I don't eat bologna. I want to eat Scrapple and haggis. Random Anton. Okay. Kramer is more heart. Sean Gillespie. Kramer is more hyper than Farzetta, and that's saying something. Well, you're not wrong. Oh, I like this, Mike. How about we have the Philly special ourselves? Smith to Sanders to Hurts, touchdown. Then Mailata runs one in. All right. Yeah, April, he's on 100% all day. Jim Cramer, there's no off switch. Mike, Farzi, congrats on getting Louis C.K. on as a guest. You know, Louis C.K. has certainly made his comeback. I was a huge Louis C.K. fan and still acknowledge the man's brilliance. I am not easily offended, but I did take a long break. I know he was kind of forced out too, but I took a long break from Louis C.K. And I used to listen to him when I was traveling every weekend. I would listen to Louis C.K. for at least 15 minutes every weekend as we were taking off the boarding process for a plane. I listen to him all the time. I stopped after the incidences simply because he talked about doing that deed a lot in his act, and I couldn't hear him talk about it. It was weird. I was like, time apart. And then I've listened to some of his new stuff, and it's hilarious. It's downright hilarious. Sean Gillespie, Baconator is the truth. Energy for hours. I take a nap, and I do. This is the stage of fatness that I've gotten to in my life, at least my fatness mentality, where if I do hit a fast food place, and I have to be careful, because if I hit it once, I really have to fight the urge to go to another fast food place within a week's time, because I'll get that taste like a shark with blood in the water, right? Oh, man. So here's what I'll do. If I go to Wendy's, I'll look at the menu, and I'll be like, oh, I'm going to get the Baconator. Oh, I love that Baconator. I'm going to get that Baconator. And then I'll be like, you know what? Get the son of the Baconator, the more healthy choice. Not as much bacon, not as many patties, all beef, quote unquote patties. You'll still get the taste, but a healthier version of it. It's like the same guy that gets the Baconator, gets the large fries, gets the crispy chicken nuggets with the barbecue sauce, and then gets the diet Coke or the diet Mr. Pibb, right? Yeah, I love a nice Dr. Pepper, a nice Mr. Pibb. That's what I like with my fast food. It's fantastic. Sean Gillespie, by golly, okay, no playa. By golly, I just find humorous. I don't know why I find it funny, but I find it funny. Mike Walker, I'll have what Jim's having. I got exhausted just watching him. Yeah, Jim's all over. I did enjoy it though. I don't want to paint any other picture than I enjoyed speaking with Jim Cramer. That's the chat check. Thanks, everybody. Great talking to you. Let's get into our morning rush brought to you by Sky Motor Cars, skymotorcars.com. Make sure you check out the Farzee Show page on Twitter, on YouTube, and check out all our, we have two episodes up there right now of Sky Drive with N'Kobe Dean and Avante Maddox. Morning Rush brought to you by Sky Motor Cars. Phillies, as I mentioned, back at it today. 105, 7:05 start times. Bailey Falter gets the start for the Phillies in game one. The nightcap of the doubleheader, thanks to the hurricane, unfortunately. They got to play two games in one day. 7:05 start time. Noah Syndergaard will get that start for the Phillies in that matchup. As for what the Milwaukee Brewers got going on today, I will tell you in just 1 second, because the Brewers are going to be getting after it today as well. I just want to make sure I have the start times ready for you guys. Brewers, they just lost to the Marlins last night, 4-2. That's how the Phillies were able to keep their standing in the wild card playoffs right now. They're back at it tonight. Brewers and Marlins, 8:10 start time tonight. Sandy Alcantara gets the start for the Marlins. That's what I was hoping for. Corbin Burns. So one hell of a pitching matchup in the Marlins-Brewers series tonight. A couple of solid righties going after it tonight. Solid. Pretty damn good righties going after it tonight. So hopefully the Phillies are still in the playoffs come Monday when we're back with you. Eagles win this game 24-20 over the Jacksonville Jaguars. Again, I'll give you the Farzee Five for the pregame. Jalen Hurts, keep it rocking. Defensive line, keep it going. Defensive backs, tall order against Kirk and the Jones boys, Marvin Jones and Zay Jones. Protect the football. Jags right now are the number one team in the NFL in takeaways. And then Doug Peterson, I'm going to be watching you like a hawk because I know there's a trick play coming and we're all going to feel like a bunch of idiots. I think somebody mentioned it in the chat check. Hey, Nick Sirianni, how about you run a little Philly special? Throw that in Doug Peterson's face. Huh? What do you think of that? Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening to the Farzee Show presented by my man Steven Singer. Steven Singer, Jewelers, Jim Heider produced the program. Did a wonderful job as per usual. This is a Buzz Sports Entertainment production. I'll be back with you guys Monday morning here on this show, obviously. And then don't forget Sunday morning, 10:30, me, Seth Joyner, Derek Gunn, Jacob Media YouTube channel for the Jacob Media pregame show. We'll have all your Eagles coverage taking up to the game. John McMullen checking in from the stadium from Lincoln Financial Field as well. Thanks for watching, everybody. Have a wonderful weekend. Stay dry and stay safe. I'm Mark Farzee. This is the Farzee Show. Have a great rest of your day. Have a great weekend. See you guys.